Hey, Arcaders. Welcome once again to the Pokemon Rewind Podcast, a part of the Cartoon Connoisseur Theater Podcast. I'm UberNerd527, and welcome. Now, this podcast is going to go over the Pokemon anime through random story arcs, episode by episode. And the current story arc we're in the Orange Islands right now. Now, before I get it too further, I want to first apologize for any background noise you may hear. I don't know whether it's the fact that I've been inspired by Ash to get out there and walk around, or I don't know, it's just a beautiful day today, I'm not really sure. So I'm sitting outside right now currently in a nice lit park and just kind of doing the episode out here where it's nice and quiet. So if you hear cars whizzing by or wind in the microphone, I apologize in advance. That's just the way it's going to be, folks, so I apologize. I do also want to warn you, of course, for spoilers. This is spoiling. We are going to be spoiling the episode. So if you haven't watched episode 4 of the Orange Island story arc, that would be episode 84 of the Pokemon anime, please make sure that you watch it before listening to this, because we're going to go through all types of spoilers. Now, you can listen to episodes of Pokemon on Netflix, on YouTube, or on the free Pokemon TV app that you can get on smartphones, tablets, and I believe even you can get them on some smart TVs have the app as well. So check that out. Now, just some fun facts about episode 4. I think I already went over it. The fun fact for episode 4 was that this was the 84th episode of the Pokemon anime, and it premiered on TV in the US on January 22nd, 2000. Unfortunately, that is the only fun fact that I found out about this episode. So, not to leave you high and dry, I decided to look up some facts about our featured Pokemon for this episode. The featured Pokemon in this episode, whoever even has the name in the title, is Lapras. Lapras is a really great Pokemon, and just some fun facts about Lapras real quick. First of all, a normal Lapras's height is 8 feet 2 inches tall. And they usually weigh about 485 pounds. Now, a Lapras is a dual ice and water type and has weaknesses to fire, electric, grass, and rock types. So if you're training a Lapras in the game, make sure you stay away from those. Now, in the original Pokemon beta, Lapras was called Ness, referring to the Loch Ness monster in Scotland, was the inspiration for Lapras. Another inspiration for Lapras was a plesiosaur. It was a dinosaur that lived during the Jurassic period. They were known to live in the ocean and have four long flippers, very similar to Lapras. Now, if you want to get even more in-depth with more Lapras facts, I like a YouTube video series called The Dex. The Dex is a great, great resource for not only facts about Pokemon and why they're designed the way they are and why they look the way they are, and if they're inspired by a specific animal, then, you know, fun facts about that animal too. But they also give you really good battle strategies and how to actually breed a specific that specific Pokemon so that it is tournament ready. So check that out on YouTube. I will put a link in the descriptions. I'm a huge fan of the Dex and what they've been doing recently on their channel. They are a part of That One Video Gamer that includes The Completionist. I love to listen to that, to both YouTube series, so I highly recommend it. So I'll be putting the link in the description below. Okay? So let's get into the episode. In episode 4 of the Orange Islands, the 84th episode of the actual Pokemon anime. And this episode is entitled
The Lost Lapras!
That's right, The Lost Lapras. Now, we start off where we left off for the last episode. The last episode, we left Ash and Misty, and they were stuck on a blimp that Team Rocket had commandeered and trying to steal Pikachu again. But again, as always, they failed. But left Ash and Misty on the blimp with Pikachu, asleep from Jigglypuff. And we don't know what exactly is going to happen to them. Well, what happens is very unsatisfying. What they do is they actually crash land on an island. Now, miraculously, everyone is okay, and the crash isn't really that bad. There's no fire. They just kind of just fall down, and that's it. That's all that happens. It was very unsatisfying. I'll talk more about that near the end of the episode. So at first they think they are on a deserted island, and because of this thought, both Misty and Ash kind of freak out a little bit about the fact that they're stuck on a deserted island with nobody there, because they've been walking around for a very long time and they can't find anybody, and they're a little scared that somebody will never find them. But all of a sudden, these tourists come out of nowhere, and they see Togepi and Pikachu and want to take pictures with them. And so, of course, this confirms that they are not on a deserted island. But they actually realize that they are on a island that has a giant theme park. And as they're coming out of the theme park, there's a sign that says Pokemon Park. It looks very similar to the Jurassic Park entrance. If you are a big fan of the movie Jurassic Park, it looks very similar to that. I'm thinking that this is probably a reference to that. And to tell you the truth, this is not the first time I've ever seen a Jurassic Park reference in Pokemon. If you read the Pokemon anime, the Pokemon manga, Pokemon Adventures, in the original Pokemon series, they actually did a quick reference to Jurassic Park. It was more blatant than this one was, but it was a sign for the Safari Zone, and it looks very similar to Jurassic Park logo. And I'll try to make sure that I put that in the description below if you're watching this on the site. Okay, so then they find out that they're on an island called Tangelo Island. As you've probably already noticed by now, they're called the Orange Islands, and each island has kind of an orange name. Okay, this is kind of names for different oranges. Last island we were on were Valencia Island. This time we're on Tangelo Island. So a lot of fruit, a lot of orange references, different types of oranges and stuff. So Tangelo Island, that's where they are. So Misty and Ash are kind of relieved that they are not on a deserted island. They feel very happy that they're on an island with a theme park and kind of just a big city kind of place, very similar to Orlando, if I may. Anyways, as they're walking around, they're walking near the beach, and they see these guys, these teenagers, I want to say. I'm going to say they're teenagers for the rest of the story. I'm not exactly sure their ages, although they do look like teenagers. Anyways, they're bullying this Lapras who is on the beach, hitting it and trying to make it do things, and it just doesn't want to move. And so Ash and Misty decide to stop them. As they're trying to stop the kids from bullying the Lapras, we are introduced to the idea of the Orange Crew. What is the Orange Crew? What is the Orange Crew that these guys are talking about? So we're introduced to that idea very sneakily in there. So the teenagers get angry. They pull out their three Pokemon, which are Spearow, Beedrill, and Hitmonchan. And they're about to battle. And, of course, Pikachu jumps out of Ash's shoulders and is about to attack. But all of a sudden, they're stopped by this mysterious person. Now, if you've watched the anime before, you know who this person is. If you haven't, this is Tracy Sketchit. He is going to be our new main character for the next few episodes, kind of taking Brock's place a little bit, not in our hearts, but in the show. So Tracy comes in, and he kind of starts to inspect the three teenagers' Pokemon, and is kind of not impressed with how they look. One looks malnourished. One looks like they don't get any exercise. One, the color on it's not quite impressive. But he is impressed by Ash's Pikachu. You can see that Ash takes very good care of his Pikachu, and his coat's shiny, and his electric sacs are puffy. I don't know. I guess that's a thing. I don't know. Anyways, so Tracy decides to check Pikachu's electric power with a voltage meter. Well, just then, the teenagers get angry. They send their Pokemon to attack Tracy and Pikachu. Pikachu jumps up and does a thunder shock and shocks all three Pokemon, the teenagers and Tracy, who gets knocked out for a little bit. And this sends the teenagers running away from Pikachu. And that's pretty much all we see of these guys. Now, as Ash is congratulating Pikachu, Tracy then looks at the Lapras that has been beached up on the beach and says that this Lapras isn't doing too well, that it's kind of sick, it has a fever. it's really not doing that well. So he gives Ash some medicine and tells Ash to try to give Lapras the medicine, and he's going to go get Nurse Joy at the Pokemon Center. So Ash tries to give Lapras the medicine. I will have to say, Ash is a little forceful with this. He forces Lapras a little too much, and I think that's one of the reasons why Lapras won't take this medicine, is because, like, he's literally putting this thing in Lapras' mouth, and just Lapras just doesn't want to do it. So I don't know. Maybe he's being a little forceful. Maybe it's good. Maybe it's bad. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an animal. I'm not a veterinarian. There we go. I'm not a veterinarian, so I don't know if this is a thing that you have to do or a thing that is important, but it just seems a little bit forceful. So if you're a veterinarian and you're listening to this, please let me know if this is a proper procedure or not. Anyways, so we're moving on. Then we get a little time jump. Ash, Misty, and Tracy, along with the Lapras, have somehow got to the Pokemon Center. You can see Lapras kind of sitting in the pool. Nurse Joy, they're talking to Nurse Joy. They're seeing if Lapras is going to be okay. It looks like, from what Nurse Joy tells them, Lapras should be okay, but she's a little concerned because the Lapras are usually very friendly creatures, but this one doesn't seem to like people for some reason. She's very concerned about it. That's when Tracy announces that this is a baby Lapras, that this is a very young baby Lapras, which surprises Ash a little bit because it's a big creature. Tracy kind of realizes that this Lapras probably got separated from its family because they just had a storm that rolled through the islands recently. So it probably got separated from its herd. So they decide to kind of help the Lapras out. Now, Tracy kind of introduces himself a little bit more and says that he's a Pokemon Watcher. Now, we get a little explanation to what a Pokemon Watcher is. And in case you don't remember the episode, Pokemon Watchers travel the world kind of looking over and studying Pokemon. I feel that Pokemon Watchers are very similar to the people who take the photographers who take photos for National Geographic. They kind of just go around and kind of study the Pokemon, take pictures, try to see if there's any new undiscovered animals that we haven't found yet. I feel it's very similar to that. So, of course, the three become friends, and they decide to help the Lapras. Of course, who would be watching them do all this? But, of course, Team Rocket. Team Rocket is sitting outside the Pokemon Center, kind of overhearing about the Lapras, and decides they want to steal it. If I can just do a quick little aside, this scene is a little creepy to me because Jesse James and Meowth are kind of like, they're kind of pushing their faces like on the screen trying to listen to, but it looks kind of creepy. It looks overly creepy for the three of them. And I was a little unsettled by this scene of them. So I don't know. It's just really weird. But as they are deciding to steal Lapras, these three kids come in with Pokemon and they run over James, which is a little hilarious. And they run up to Nurse Joy with their Pokemon. One has a Sandshrew, one has a Voltorb, and one has a Starmie. They're asking Nurse Joy to heal the Pokemon because they've been training to fight the Orange Crew. Now, again, we bring up the Orange Crew. What is the Orange Crew? Well, Tracy and Nurse Joy kind of explain what the Orange Crew are. The Orange Crew are a group of four gym leaders that live throughout the Orange Islands. This is very similar to how the Kanto and a lot of the other regions work. They have their own gyms. Trainers go around to each gym and try to fight them. And at the end, they get to go against the champion of, which is a little bit different from Kanto because they had a league instead of the Elite Four, which is also a little bit different from video games, because in the video games, you go around to each gym, you get the badges, you go to the Elite Four, you fight the Elite Four, then you fight the champion. In the anime, it's a little different. After you get all the 8 badges, you are part of a tournament, and this tournament is called the League. Whoever wins the tournament is kind of like the champion for that region. That's basically how this works. Very similar, although there's only 4 badges as opposed to 8. This is a little bit more like the Elite Four. I'm wondering if maybe the original idea for this was that Ash was going to fight the Elite Four. I'm not really sure. But that's how this is all set up. So we find out about the 8 badges, and of course, Ash decides he wants to challenge these gyms. Not surprising at all. As Ash is deciding to do this, Misty grabs his ear and says, "Listen, we've come here for the GS ball. We have not come here to fight gyms. So let's go ask Professor Oak permission before we decide to do anything. So they go over to the telephone and they call Oak. And of course, Ash asks for permission to fight in the league. Of course, reluctantly, Professor Oak agrees. I love his line of that whether he minds or not, it really won't stop Ash. So go ahead and do it and get in some rigorous training. And of course, Ash doesn't know what the word rigorous means, which, by the way, I did look up so that I could give you all the meaning of the word. And the word rigorous means uncomfortably severe or harsh, and extremely inclement. So basically, he's saying that really hard training for his Pokemon, that's what it means, Ash. Now you know. Anyway, so Tracy, you find out, is a total fanboy of Professor Oak, and he decides to join Misty and Ash so that eventually he can actually meet Professor Oak in person. So then we do another little time jump, and we find the three of them in the back pool trying to get Lapras into this truck so that they can bring Lapras back to the ocean. And of course, Lapras won't budge. It won't move. It just won't come. It doesn't trust humans. So it won't join Ash and them. So Ash decides that since it's a baby, it needs to just relax a little bit. So he decides to sing a lullaby, and lo and behold, who shows up? But of course, Jigglypuff, who then, of course, puts everyone to sleep and then gets mad and marks on everyone's faces. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha. And of course, hours later, everyone wakes up, you know, with marker on their face, and the drawing that Tracy tries to sketch of Jigglypuff has been totally ruined. Joke over. All right, now we're going back to, you know, Ash tries to force Lapras to get back in the truck. Lapras won't move. So Ash decides to jump into the pool because Lapras goes underwater. He just jumps after it and tries to get it to go. But he pushes himself so much that he almost drowns himself. This thing is not going to move. What did you accomplish by going underwater? I don't know. But it almost drowns himself. He comes out of the water and just makes this big sigh and says, "Why won't you trust us?" And then all of a sudden, as if on cue, Team Rocket comes out of nowhere, nets the Lapras, and of course we're treated, I am again doing air quotes, treated to the Team Rocket intro. As the intro ends, Meowth of course says his usual, "That's right." And Tracy is so impressed by this talking Meowth. He is so excited. He runs up to the Meowth. He tries to get a recording, very similar to how I'm recording this podcast today, and tries to get him to talk. And of course, at first, Meowth is a little shy about it, but he decides to do it anyways. But Jesse kind of stomps on his head and says that, you know, we've got things to do. For some reason, Tracy introduces himself to Team Rocket. Of course, Team Rocket, James pulls out Weezing and uses a smog attack to get away from everyone. And they drive with Lapras tied to a back of their truck. Now, Tracy pulls out his Venonat, who uses Venonat uses his eyes, which apparently work like radar somehow, to find the truck. And then we again do another little time jump, and we find the truck with Team Rocket in it, and Ash, Misty, and Tracy catch up with the truck somehow on bicycles. Now, I will have to say, this is very reminiscent to almost like The Goonies or one of those kind of 80s cartoons where the kids are kind of in charge. It's also reminiscent of another movie, which I'll talk about a little bit later on near the end of the episode, but I don't know how they catch up to the truck with the bicycles. Ash tries to save Lapras, and he jumps off his bike onto the back of the truck. Somehow, he pedals fast enough to catch up with the truck and then jump on the back of it and try to save Lapras. He tries to calm Lapras down. He jumps on the front of the truck and then jumps into the cab where Team Rocket is. He starts fighting Team Rocket, and then, of course, we get a scene of Misty and Tracy. They can't continue. They're tired, so they kind of leave this all to Ash. Pikachu then shocks everyone in the cab. This makes James land on a button that detaches the back of the truck with the Lapras in it. The back of the truck then hits the front of the truck and then knocks Ash out of the truck somehow. And somehow he goes from falling out of the truck to being on the back cab where Lapras is. Again, don't know how it happened. It just happened. Then the truck speeds towards a cliff. James tries to stop the truck. somehow, I guess it's because the cliff is kind of like a ramp. I don't really know exactly how the logic works here, but I didn't see how this worked, because the truck goes up the ramp and somehow flies in the air. And of course, we get Team Rocket blasting off again, and they don't fall down. They just go up in the air and disappear. And that's the last we see of them for this episode. So Ash tries to free Lapras while the cab kind of goes up the ramp a little bit, but then stops and then starts going back down the hill. And as this is happening, Ash is trying to free the Lapras from the back of the cab, and then notices they're about to go off a cliff. So Ash uses his weight to try to keep the cab from going off of the cliff. He narrowly misses the first cliff, but then he sees the second cliff coming and tries to use his weight again. And even Pikachu tries to help out this time, but to no avail, the cab does go off the cliff. Now, somehow Lapras gets out of the rope and they fall off the cliff. Ash grabs onto Lapras's neck and says, "We're going to be fine. We're going to be okay." And the three dive into the ocean. Again, another time jump. Misty, Tracy, Togepi, and Venonat are now on the beach calling out Ash's name. They're trying to find him. Confirms with Venonat this is where Ash is. They still can't find him. And then all of a sudden we hear Ash's voice call out. He's riding on Lapras, and he announces that he caught Lapras, which is kind of leaving us to believe that this whole time while he was gone, he fought Lapras and caught Lapras. Now, even though Ash says he caught Lapras, for some reason, Misty doesn't believe him. He says he tends to dream a little bit. I'm not exactly sure why. I mean, I don't really know. I don't really know the reason why, but for some reason, Misty doesn't believe him, but I guess Ash has to show her true proof or whatever. But anyways, so Ash and Fred say goodbye to the Tangelo Nurse Joy. They decide to sail off to find out these new gyms and also to find Lapras' family while they're sailing around the Orange Islands. And so that's the last of this episode, and that's pretty much it. So let's talk about the pros and cons for this episode. So our first pro, I want to say that this episode is very Free Willy. For those of you not up on the know, Free Willy was a movie that came out in 1993 by Warner Brothers. And it was about this kid who becomes friends with this killer whale and then decides to try to free said killer whale. And it was like a huge movie that came out. It was really popular when it first came out. A lot of people parodied it. A lot of people still parody it even now. I want to know if this was very much inspired by that. Obviously, this came out around 1999, but of course, the animation was probably done a little bit beforehand, so it could have been inspired by Free Willy. It seems very much like it. It seems kind of like Free Willy-esque and also very Spielberg-esque. This is also another episode that is it's not the same formula necessarily. We don't see Team Rocket till the very end of the episode. They don't try to steal the Pokemon till the very end. We need a lot of setup. We need a lot of explanation, especially since we're introducing a brand new character. I think it was a good mix of both information and action, and I really think it was a good mix of all this stuff. So those are pretty much my pros. My cons for this episode, first and foremost, a very unsatisfying resolve to last episode's cliffhanger. One of my pros for the last episode was that I love that this was on a cliffhanger because it got me excited to see the last episode. One of the things you have to remember about writing a story is if you leave an ending to a story at a cliffhanger that's going to go into the next episode or the next story that you tell, you have to really resolve it in a satisfying way. I really feel that this episode just kind of fixed that as quick as possible, and it was a very unsatisfying thing. I don't know what they could have done to make this more satisfying, but I really wish that they could have took a little bit more time kind of building up on this a little bit. I don't know what they could have done, but it just felt very unsatisfying. And again, Jigglypuff shows up for absolutely no reason. I really think the scene with Jigglypuff showing up did not need to be there at all. It really was just, I think it was a way to pad the show a little bit. For those of you not in the know, padding means you're trying to make the episode a little bit longer than it is. So usually you add a scene or you lengthen a scene or you add a little bit more so that the scene will go a little bit longer. I really think this was padding Jigglypuff did not need to show up in this episode. We did not need to have that in this episode. So that was kind of my con. And that was pretty much it for the cons for this episode. I feel it was a pretty solid episode as Pokemon episodes go. It introduced new characters. It got me kind of excited to go throughout the Orange Islands with these characters. I'm not a huge fan of Tracy. I kind of feel he's a one-dimensional character, and we'll talk a little bit more about Tracy as the episodes go on, but I really just didn't feel connected to the character. I just feel he's kind of a bland character, but fortunately he isn't around very long. So just bear with us, folks, as we go through this. Now, before we end the episode, I first want to thank everyone for listening. Thank you so much for listening to the Pokemon Rewind podcast here on Cartoon Connoisseur Theater. I hope you guys are enjoying this, because I truly am. I know that we'll be continuing on till through next year. I know that if we're going to do an episode a week, this will take 6 months to get through the Orange Islands. So stick with us. I hope you enjoy it. If you are listening to this episode on YouTube, please, or on the site, thearcadearchives.com. Again, it's thearcadearchives.com. Please leave a comment. Let us know how you did. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please make sure that you review us. Let us know how we're doing. I would love, love, love you to review. I don't care how many stars you give us. Just please review this. Please review this podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at Arcade A Network. Again, that's at Arcade A Network. And at Tails FT Game Grid. Again, that's at Tails FT Game Grid. One last thing I want to promote is another mini cast that we do here on Cartoon Connoisseur Theater called Ruby Roundup. The show Ruby by Rooster Teeth. We are going over episode by episode of Volume 3 of Ruby and possibly beyond, depending on how well this podcast actually does. So please listen to that if you're a big fan of Ruby. If you like that, please watch that episode. You can find them again on thearcadearchives.com or on YouTube and, of course, on this feed here on iTunes. Our next episode that we're going to be talking about is the episode Fit to be Tied. And in this episode, Ash and company arrive at Mackin Island. And Ash decides to challenge the Mackin Gym for his first gym badge. Yes, we're getting right into the gym badges. We are not beating around the bush this time. We are going right for the gym badges. So get excited for that. And I hope you guys had fun. Thank you so much for joining us here, folks. And a good night, everybody. We leave you with a clip from the next episode, Fit to be Tied.
Oh, yeah? Well, I was good enough to compete in the Indigo Pokemon League.
Oh, the Indigo Pokemon League. What place did you come in? Dead last?
I was
in the top 16. If that was the best you can do, you might as well go home. The Orange League's a whole lot tougher.
You come inside and watch how tough I am.
If you want to get in, you have to battle me.
You want a battle, huh? I'll show you a battle.
Are you starting trouble again? You're supposed to be inside cleaning your room.
I was, sissy, but then I caught this kid sneaking around.
That isn't true. I'm a trainer, and I came to challenge the gym leader.
Oh, you did? Well, my name is Sissy. I'm the Mackin gym leader, and I accept your challenge.
I was expecting a guy trainer.
I guess she beat all the guys.
I need to make some observations.
Hey, just what is it you're observing?
Message from headquarters. This is a Rebellion production and is part of the Arcade Archives Network.
That is all.